You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is April 2nd, 2025. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well as well. Thank you very much. Today's episode is brought to you by theblowers.com. For all of your quick sex needs, theblowers.com is basically the Craigslist of the modern era. So if you need to get your dick sucked or you need to get some dick to suck, The Blowers is the fastest, most convenient, and instantaneous way to do that. So sign up, choose your role, either blower or blowee, and go to town. You can use my promo code, theblowers.com/@hierarchypcast, for that as well. So I recommend it. And also lustyage.com for all of your toys and lubes and whatnot. So you can use promo code SAMFWA for a discount on that. So that's all the promo I've got for you, okay? I hope everybody's doing well and you've been keeping track of the website. There's been some exciting stories popping up there on hierarchyuniversity.com. So, yeah, that is something you might want to check out. Also, I do have a book coming out. And I've been running a special where you can get the book pre-ordered for $20 instead of $30, which is what it's going to be when it goes on sale. So I recommend you get it now. And you can find that information on the website or in my Twitter feed, so or X feed, I should say. Don't kill me, Elon. Please don't send me to El Salvador. Anyway, let's get on with the show here. So a faggot wrote in to me and a very interesting question that I wanted to talk about a little bit here. The faggot told me about his personal situation where there's a guy who considers himself to be an alpha, but is probably not an alpha. So maybe a pre-alpha, but I don't know. But this guy is, according to the faggot, is clearly not alpha. And so this person, this man, is wanting this faggot to serve him at least one time. It's like service him or something. And the faggot asked me a question, which is this. Is a faggot required to serve all men? Which is sort of a controversial subject in hierarchy theory, I guess we'll call it, discussion. So the meme goes that faggots have to serve all men all the time. Like all faggots are cum dumps. All faggots have no rights. All faggots deserve to be beaten and used and humiliated and degraded 24/7, wherever they go. Chained to a wall, pissed on, whatever. It makes a nice meme, okay? But I've never subscribed to that. I've never lived my life as a faggot that way. Most of the very good faggots that I know don't live like that either. I have a difference of opinion with these people who say that about faggots, that they should be used constantly and treated like trash. And there are definitely men out there that treat faggots like that, okay? Including some men who are clearly alpha who treat faggots that way. This is kind of a schism in the hierarchy movement. This is one of those questions that does that, because you have these people that believe in the extreme end of hierarchy where they don't think that a faggot is really a faggot unless it is pushed beyond its limits to this, like a state of being almost like an animal or a thing, and just like crushed and destroyed. And, you know, I kind of view those people the way I view MAGA Republicans, you know, where they're the extreme far right, you know, to the point of being fascist and Hitler-esque, okay? These people that push this narrative that faggots are basically just abuse objects and worthless, you know, that whole thing about you're worthless. See, I hear Cash Masters say this about faggots all the time, you're worthless. Well, you know, obviously a faggot that's paying you money is not worthless, right? I mean, it's just kind of stupid thinking, you know. And I don't really respect men who talk about faggots that way. And I don't find it to be really that exciting. I mean, I know they're trying to excite faggots when they say that. And there are definitely some faggots that fall for it, okay? But I would say this. Look at the faggots that get excited by that kind of treatment. The pain faggots, the abuse fetish faggots, things like that. The ones who eat shit and like are just absolutely degraded all the time. Just look at them and look at their behaviors. Are these faggots that an alpha would be proud to display? Probably not, right? See, I come from a career as a faggot that where I was owned by multiple really like high success alphas. They were elite alphas who, you know, were when some couple of them were god alphas who they're just really high functioning and they were really intelligent, thoughtful, dominant for sure, but they were elite alphas who expected elite faggots, who wanted a faggot that had a brain, for instance, and could give an opinion or something, or offer like expert help on things. Okay, they wanted to own faggots that reflected their own lifestyle, which is one of elite caliber. And so I don't know why any alpha, straight or gay, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter, why any alpha would want to own a faggot that is just a pig. If you think you're high class, you think that you're, you know, $1 million alpha who's out there living an elite lifestyle, why would you ever have worthless faggots? Why would you ever own a faggot that's embarrassing? The one that you couldn't show off to your alpha friends or say, this is my faggot. You know, I mean, no man, for instance, owns a mangy dog and is proud, hey, this is my mangy dog, right? When a man has a beautiful dog, like let's say a beautiful Labrador Retriever or something like that, he's proud to own that dog. Look at that, my beautiful dog. Isn't that, this is a great dog. It's smart, and it obeys, and it's loving, etc., and it's clean and whatever. A man's proud to call that dog his dog, you know. Same with a man's faggot. Same with a man's wife or a girlfriend, right? A man decorates his life with the things that reflect his inner being, right? Or at least that he should, you know. And I think, and this is just a theory that I have, okay? This is just my own opinion about this. I think that any alpha who takes ownership and uses and abuses faggots, who has pain faggots and shit-eating faggots and embarrassing faggots, disgusting faggots, that alpha has no claim on being superior, in my opinion, because clearly he is of the dregs too. You know what I'm saying? He's of low class. He himself is worthless. he's getting off on this disgusting behavior of this faggot, of his faggot. Okay, so that's the thing that you can see the measure of a man by who he surrounds himself with, whether it be his friends, with, you know, his faggots, his women, his whatever, you know. No millionaire is going to buy a mansion and then, you know, like fill it with, like sculptures made out of shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, or whatever. I mean, he's going to put beautiful things in his mansion, right? Things that represent his classiness. And every man has a house, essentially, that reflects what he is inside. So elite alphas have elite everything, including elite faggots, right? And I just think that that's how I look at it. And so, like, with this faggot that was asking about this man that wanted him to serve him, you know, I told that faggot I didn't think he should, because the man doesn't sound like he's worthy of that kind of worship and service, you know. I mean, I perceived that this faggot was a smart faggot, and that's why I felt like he probably deserved to have a real alpha own him and train him and use him, not some pretend alpha, right? Because I don't think that every man deserves to have a faggot, okay? Because faggots are a privilege to own. I know that this flies in the face of everything that people say about faggots, but I believe that. I think the men who have owned me would say that that they were privileged to own me and to have years of my life in service to them. And I'm glad that I was able to give that to them, you know. But I just don't think that every man deserves a faggot. And, you know, if I know that some people are going to definitely disagree with me about this, but I just, that's how I look at it. And so I don't think that faggots should serve every man, you know, and not every so-called alpha, you know. So, I mean, I've interviewed alphas on this podcast who are, I consider to be dangerous alphas, and that no faggot should ever serve them, okay, because they're extremely dangerous and destructive. I would never want a faggot to serve a destroyer alpha, for instance. You know, that's why I have that category of alpha, destroyer alpha, because it's a warning, you know, that this is an alpha that probably should not be served, because it's not healthy for the faggot. This is a faggot that's wanting to offer service to a man who wants to destroy them. You know, that man doesn't deserve to own a faggot. And I just want to say, too, on the flip side, for faggots, you have to become something that men want to own, okay? Just because you want to submit to a man, to an alpha, doesn't mean that in and of itself is supposed to be your value. You know, if you're going to be decorating a man's life and enhancing, enriching a man's life, you have to bring everything you can to the table to be the best faggot you can be. That means getting in shape. That means being neat and clean. That means developing a submissive, positive attitude, right? So there's some work to be done there. Faggots should take their commission to serve just as seriously as they do, you know, their desire to serve. So if you really are serious about wanting to serve an alpha, like maybe you don't need to serve every alpha, okay? But to serve alphas, you need to make yourself something valuable as well. You know, you can't just come to the table and say, my service is the only thing I've got of value, but that should be good enough. No, a man is choosing what to decorate his life with. And so, you know, you have to bring something to the table, you know. So that's kind of my flip advice on that. So I hope that this kind of makes some sort of sense. It's very important to me because it's one of the sort of foundational stones upon which I started building these websites in the first place, because I really saw so many faggots falling trapped to this idea that they were just garbage, that they're worthless and they should just be used and tossed in the trash, that kind of thing. And I wanted to change the narrative on that because it's wrong, you know. It's certainly not my experience as a faggot, and I'm not, even though like my theme song might make me sound like I'm this really super proud faggot that thinks I'm the bee's knees or whatever, to use some sort of old-timey statement. I'm not egotistical. It's just, I know my worth, you know. I know what I can bring to the table for an alpha. And so I want to continue to grow in that regard and change and improve, you know. I always have kind of fought against that idea that faggots are worthless. They're not worthless, you know. We are not worthless. And not every man deserves to own a faggot because we are worth something, you know? So, I just want to dispel that. So faggots, look for good men, look for real alphas to submit to and offer them service. You have the right to be choosy. You have the right to say no, you know? And for alphas, I would say, you know, if you're an alpha, you know, develop an attitude toward ownership. Make yourself worthy of being served, okay? I know that we think about alphas just being born superior, and that's true, but also you have to have the right mindset. You know what I'm saying? That because an alpha can develop a very bad mental and emotional state to where they don't deserve to be worshipped because they're ignorant. They're destroyer alphas who are cruel, you know. So anyway, I hope this helps somebody out there. I just really want to protect people and guide them to find fulfillment in worthwhile ways, beneficial ways. So anyway, I will stop this podcast, but it was nice getting to talk to you guys for a little bit today. Keep an eye on hierarchyuniversity.com, and I will talk to you guys eventually. All right. Love you. Bye.